Man Marv's Notebook for August 11th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. I'm at a job site right now. This is an inspection for the closure of a cesspool. The contractor is in, probably already has installed the septic tank and the leach field. So the only thing left to do is to close the cesspool and get it certified by an engineer for their permit to be approved by the Department of Health. Only thing is, I got here probably an hour and a half too early. Or rather, the pumping truck that was supposed to empty the cesspool around 10:30 showed up after I did at noon. And we're going to end up filling the cesspool with something that's a little weaker than concrete called CLSM. That's a weird acronym for controlled low strength material, which is like really watery concrete. And it just ends up being a backfill material that you don't have to compact like you would if it were dirt. You just pour it in, it fills up because it's all liquid. And then after a few hours, it hardens a little bit weaker than what concrete would be. So it's a really fast and quick thing for a contractor to do. And oh darn, there's the jackhammer again. I was hoping I'd time this recording to be in between the jackhammer. I'm indoors right now, in the waiting area for the building that we're working next to. Hope the jackhammer's not too loud. I notice I do pick up a lot of ambient sound when I do my recordings. So anyway, I'm going to be out here for another, I'm going to guess, 2 to 3 hours, just waiting for the contractor to fill a hole. And then I have to probably run back to the office and see what I missed out on in the afternoon. So now's a good time as any to record something. So I got some more feedback about the cover art, album art anyway. So some people can see it, others can't. I personally can't see it on my Pocket Cast. So I'll probably still do something with the pictures later on, but since I'm still talking about photography, I noticed the new buzz thing going about on with photography is the 360 cameras and basically 360 video. And it got me to reminiscing about when I first started seeing 360 images back in the film days. And this wasn't actually all that long ago. One of my photographer friends showed me his little pinhole camera. It's a specially made, custom-made camera. The body's out of milled aluminum, and whoever made it, he bought it from a guy that does these kinds of specialty projects. It's called a hexomniscope. So there's 6 pinhole cameras built into the 6 sides of a hexagon. The film goes around the inside core. And it's medium format film, not your standard 35mm film, so it can do a very wide or very large panorama, 360 degrees, if you open all 6 of the pinholes at the same time. And this camera, even though it's a pinhole, so there's no lenses on it, it was really expensive, and I thought he was crazy to get it. I still think he is crazy in other ways. But he's a really good photographer. I admire him. I've really learned a lot from him, even though I don't think I've ever really told him how much of his techniques has influenced me. His name is Corey Lum. He's a local photographer over here, photojournalist. I think he's still working for Civil Beat. It's an online newspaper. It's an online news source. And in the days now where even I just heard yesterday that our one and only local newspaper is going to be undergoing yet another round of layoffs in the next month or so. Yeah, Civil Beat, I think they're hanging in there. It's hard to tell what news organizations these days, but he's got a job doing what he loves. I remember Corey, for the past 8 years now, every time Obama comes to Hawaii for his Christmas vacation, he's been working in the press pool for the White House when he's on vacation. So every now and then he gets to snap a photo of Obama, either on the golf course, sometimes at the beach, sometimes making public appearances. But Yeah, he's he Corey even got nominated once for the Pulitzer for a photo when there was this hostage crisis in town. I think it was even before I was born, but yeah, back on to what Corey does. We like to the other photographer friends and I. Yeah, Corey's kind of a DIY guy. He makes his own cameras. I mean, meaning you give him a lens and something to make a camera body out of, and he'll make a custom built what we call a Frankenstein camera. So as long as you have a solid plate or backboard to attach the lens to, you can make any kind of light sealed box and call it a camera, as long as you figure out how to figure out a way to load film in there without exposing it to light, and then putting your lens on the front of it. You can figure out the optics to make it focus properly, and you don't really have to buy a camera from a big name manufacturer. And that's is Corey's specialty, or at least that's his passion. And this Hexomniscope, he didn't make it. He bought it from a friend, and I've seen him use it. It's trippy to see a camera with no lenses on it. It's just little holes in the bottom in the body of a metal box, six-sided box. And the trippy thing is, Corey, even though it's a 360-degree camera, he doesn't like to use it in any kind of traditional style. Normally, you'd mount it flat on the ground so that you can see all around you. Corey likes to mount it vertically so you can see the 360 degrees that covers the sky and the ground. That's a very trippy way to view the world through a 360 camera. I'm still waiting to see, or whenever the first time someone tries that with the 360 video camera, see what happens. That ought to be interesting. Although somehow I think no one's going to actually try and do that. So anyway, that got me reminiscing about the old good old days of film and what you can still do nowadays, even though film is, for the most part, commercially dead, but it's still in the hands of a hobbyist. It can still have a lot more life in it. Okay, until then, I'll talk to you tomorrow.